Hello, friends, and welcome back to Holy Week. We are celebrating today Maundy Thursday, or the Last Supper, and foot washing that Jesus had with his disciples before his betrayal and time on the cross, and ultimately for the Easter Sunday that we will be celebrating this week. We've been doing a Lenten study. Jill Duffield wrote a beautiful devotion book, and today's object is towels, and so you will hear some of that in the homily today. Let us come together in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Hear now the words of the psalmist, Psalm 116, verses 1 through 2, and then skipping down to verses 12 through 19. Hear now the word of the Lord. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious is the sight in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your serving girl. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, I praise the Lord. The word of God for us, the Lenten people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us say together today the Apostles' Creed. Friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. You knew your hour had come. You knew your betrayer. You knew your enemies. You knew that the straw vote would not be in your favor, but you loved unto the end. Thank you for loving us even unto death. Teach us to love like you love. Teach us to love each other, to love even our enemies like you loved us. You took on the form of a servant, washing the feet of those whom you discipled. You defined humanity and servanthood. You are he who was surely sent from God. Thank you for serving us. Teach us to be servants without fail, to make humility our constant companion, and to seek no glory for ourselves. Remind us when we forget. On that solemn evening, you surrounded yourself with friends and enemies, persons of faith and persons of ill will. Help us to be able to always emulate you when we are surrounded by our friends, and especially when we are surrounded by our enemies. You have established a new commandment. Help us to live it out in every moment, in every aspect of our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our communities, and throughout the world. On this holy day, we gather to remember again the miracle that you performed in our lives. You have brought us into the marvelous light. At great cost to you, you have given us new life and eternal life. Amen. Hear now the words of the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, and then 31b through 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, to wipe them with the towel that he had tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have not shared with me." And Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and head." And Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are no greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has glorified him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. There are a few things in life that I will always splurge on. Good toilet paper is at the top of the list and seems like the obvious choice. Good tennis shoes are always a must. Comfort is always key for walking long distance. And who are we kidding? At my age, any distance. Good sheets are a must for getting good rest. Rounding out my list is good towels. There's nothing better than getting out of the pool or the lake or the ocean, having a nice, fluffy, big towel to wrap up in. No dainty Turkish towels for me. The bigger and fluffier, the better. There are some things that are worth the extra effort and time. There are some things that are worth the sacrifice and expense to show care and love. That's what Jesus was doing one last time for the people who had shown him care and concern throughout his ministry. He was sparing nothing for the last chance to break bread with the disciples, to celebrate together one last time, and to humble himself and care for them by washing their feet before he humbled himself on the cross one last time for all of us. These verses tell us that the disciples didn't feel worthy of all the attention they were getting. Simon Peter is the spokesman for the group again. I'm sure that they all felt the same way, but it's only Peter's voice that we hear. He did not feel worthy of all this attention. The attention and care should be for Jesus. But he relents at Jesus' insistence. I'm sure I would have had the same reaction. I often don't feel worry, but Jesus always protests. He sends me people to tell me I am worthy of the care all the time. This Lenten season, I have not given up anything tangible. I've tried to give up self-doubt and thoughts of unworthiness. I've spoken of my friend Joy before. You remember the woman that found her voice after losing it? She and I every day, every single day, have said to each other, one way or another, that we are worthy. Worthy of blessings and worthy of the love that this world tries to give us. Slowly, for both of us, we are starting to change the initial reaction we have to people who do and say nice things for us. I think that's what the disciples had to do that night at the Last Supper. They had to learn how to be worthy of the care and concern that Jesus was trying to give them. It started with Jesus washing their feet. Verse 3 says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. I would give up all the good toilet paper and nice tennis shoes and fancy sheets for the chance to have Jesus take the towel that was tied around him and dry my feet. The most intimate and humbling of gestures was the most beautiful gift he could give his disciples. One last gift, on one last night of celebration, before he went to the cross for the rest of us. With a towel wrapped around his waist, he washed the feet of the ones that helped him the most. Amen. Receive the benediction. In life and death, and life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.